Hi Kingsley Church family, welcome to Church Online. Today we're going to be talking together about some of the ways that we are responding as a church family to the current situation with the coronavirus pandemic. And as we do that, there's plenty of voices that we could listen to. We could be listening to news media, we could be tuning in to government announcements, we could be listening to what our friends are saying. And we could be looking at all the stuff that's going around on the internet, and there are helpful things to hear from all of those sources. But ultimately, as a church family, we want to hear from God. And so that's what we're going to do for a few minutes together today, is to see what God might be saying to us in the light of what's going on in the world around us. The Bible has a lot to say about how we can respond to situations like the one that we find ourselves in right now. And at Kingsley, we've used our logo as a memory tool to help us to remember some of the things that God has to say about what it means to be a church family. And that will be really helpful for us as we are moving forward into uncharted territory as a church. You know the old saying, a picture conveys a thousand words. And there are so many things that the Bible has to say about what God wants His church to be like. And there are four things that are built into this picture that we hope gives a really great representation of all of that biblical truth and informs us in how we can respond to the circumstances of life. So we're going to step through those four things that are embedded in our logo as we spend some time together today. The first thing that our logo represents is a crown. And the crown reminds us that Jesus is the King of His church. Not only that, but God is sovereign over all creation. And especially in times of uncertainty, it's good for us to lift our eyes to the one who is in heaven and remind ourselves of who He is and how much He loves us. One of my favourite passages that speaks about this is found in Psalm 121, and it opens with a question. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? And at that time in history, as travellers walked along the paths that the psalmist would have been treading, as they raised their eyes to the hills, they would have seen shrines to all kinds of different gods that the local people in those areas had put their trust in to make life work for them. And for the people who were heading to Jerusalem to worship God at His temple, they were being reminded through this psalm that their help does not come from the same places that everyone else's help comes from. Because the psalmist answers his own question by saying, "My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." And so while some might be buying things at supermarkets in a real state of panic, hoping to stockpile the resources they need, while some may be looking to government to save them or other authorities, while we might be seeking to reach out to friends, and all of these things are helpful and can play an important role. But ultimately, we want our help to come from the one who sits above heaven and earth. He is our rock. He is our safe place. He is the one who is not surprised by this at all. It's not as though God was busily watching sport or tuning into politics and suddenly there was this virus outbreak and He was caught unawares. No, God knew exactly what was going to be happening, even though we ourselves have been taken by surprise. And God has prepared for this day, including having prepared His people to be His agents of goodness in the world. God is in charge. Jesus is King. And that first element of our logo should bring great peace and confidence to us as we reflect on the unshakable nature of God's rule. In fact, as Jesus was speaking to His first disciples, as they were about to go through a really traumatic time, He gave them this promise. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. And that promise is as true for us today as it was for those first followers of Jesus. God has given us His peace. His Holy Spirit lives inside us, reminding us of what Jesus has done to make us part of God's kingdom. The Holy Spirit is reminding us of the glory and goodness of God and the fact that we can put our faith in Him. So may the crown in our logo be especially meaningful to you, and especially as many of those around us are panicking and are living with great fear in their lives because they don't have the foundation that we do. May we be people whose lives demonstrate that we have a good King who is in control. The second thing that is a part of our logo and which flows out of the one who is our King is this: connection. See, the crown is made up of people who are worshipping their King, and those people are joined together in fellowship. And the Bible has much to say about how God has made us one in Christ, and how God wants us to love one another as an expression of our love for Him and His love for us. And I love the way it's described right at the beginning of the church in Acts chapter 2 and from verse 42, where it says this: they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to breaking of bread and to prayer. And everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. You know, if you're at all worried about what church is going to look like over coming months, there will be a period of change. We are making lots of adjustments. But when I read a passage like this, I'm hugely encouraged, because as we explore ways of being church, many of the things that we do will actually be a very close reflection of what the early church did. We'll find ways to make biblical teaching and fellowship and communion and prayer with others part of our lives in fresh ways. And often those things will be happening in our homes, just like they were in the early church. And in tough economic times, when people are panicking and are stockpiling and are looking to look after number one first, we'll be joyfully sharing what we have with others. And this will point people to Jesus. And we pray that as the people of God, with His peace in our hearts and in the way that we love each other and those around us, that this will point people to Jesus and that it'll help others to come to trust Him too. So there are some things that we're doing over coming weeks to try and really explore some ways that in this season of church life, when we can't gather together in larger groups, when our Sunday gatherings aren't going to be happening in the same way, what are some ways that God would have us to connect with one another well? Well, of course, we'll be utilizing technology. We'll be setting up ways where people can interact through our online church. We'll be inviting people to use things like social media more to stay connected and involved in each other's lives. We've already set up our online care and connect cards, and so we hope people will be utilizing these more to let us know how we can be praying and how we can be practically caring for them. We'll be training some leaders in how to lead groups online so that we can stay well connected to each other through the technology that is available to us. And we also want to see some more groups starting up in homes, because rather than getting together in large groups, it'll be appropriate for us to get together regularly with smaller groups of people in order to do life together. And we also want to recruit more people to be involved in visitation as we go into places where people who may not be able to get out and join small groups in other places live. As we seek to care for them according to their unique needs, we would rather have a lot of people visiting a few people each than a few people visiting many. This, of course, is just a practical way of containing the risk of contagion, but it's also a great way to go deeper in our relationships. So if you would like to volunteer to be a part of building connection, either through online ministry, through small groups in homes, through visiting people, we would love to assist you in that valuable ministry. That's also closely linked to the next part of our logo. And as you look at those people who together form the crown, worshipping our Saviour King Jesus, you'll notice that they actually reach their hands out beyond themselves. They reach out to the world around them. And we want to do that well in this particular time of community need. So we want to set up a community pantry where there are supplies that we can take and give to people who we've become aware have need. We want to invite people to small group events, especially around Easter time. It's a great time of year to let people know the truth of Jesus. But we won't be able to do that in a large scale way like we have in the past. But there's nothing stopping us from thinking about how God would have each of us share the message of Easter with people in our lives. There'll be all kinds of ways that we could do that, and we'll give you resources for things that you can do in your families, in your small groups, in your neighbourhoods, that will point people who don't yet know Jesus to the beauty of the Easter story. We'll be asking people to be personally generous and available to our neighbours. I've already spoken to a whole bunch of people who are working from home for the foreseeable future. And so for many people, their social networks have closed in because they're not playing sport like they were and they're not going to work like they were. They may even have suffered a redundancy at work. There'll be people in their homes who are longing for connection, who are needing people to talk to and who may have some practical needs. As the people of God, we can reach out to those who are around us. We can be those who run toward instead of running away. There is a massive opportunity to build relationships and to care for people practically and spiritually at this time, as we have peace in the Lordship of Christ and as we share that peace with others. So what might that look like for you over the coming months? It's an important part of what God has called our church to be about. The last thing that is embedded in our logo is the colours. There are three different colours that are behind the people who make up that crown. And that represents the fact that we come from all kinds of different backgrounds. We have different ethnicities. We were raised in different types of families. We've had different experiences in life. God has gifted us to be able to do different sorts of things. We have different vocations and different interests. There is so much diversity in the body of Christ. And that diversity is a key part of our strength. We can use our differences to bless one another. We can use our differences to serve others well. And so at this time, we want to be aware of how different people are responding to the situation in our society. We want to make sure we're caring for people well. How are the very young going? How are the very old going? How are those whose employment is uncertain going? We want to make sure that we're thinking about the whole range of people's experiences and caring for them well at this time. And we also want to be utilising people well. There are some ways that we will do ministry in the weeks and months ahead that we haven't done before as we seek to do church in a way that fits the needs and the opportunities of this season. So if you have technical skills, or if you love chatting to people, or if you like to host events, there'll be new ways for you to do all of these different things. So you may not be fulfilling the role that you used to do. You might have been on a roster for Sundays to lead communion, or to prepare morning tea or supper, or to do any of those sorts of functions. Well, you'll be having a break from that for a while. But God could be opening up some new avenue of service for you. And we would love to facilitate that. We've got forms on our website where you can let us know some of the things that you're interested in, where you can tick a box to let us know that something that we'd love to do and we just need some help with, that you're able to support us in that. So I would really encourage you to jump onto the website and to nominate yourself for any of those new roles of service that are opening up. God has prepared good works in advance for us to do. And since he's the king and was not surprised by the things that have been unfolding in recent times, he's already been at work in us to equip us and resource us for all of those works of service. So let's take great comfort and hope and pursue the calling that God has for us. Well, since we're not getting together on Sundays, how do we stay connected as a larger church family? Our website, kingsleychurch.org, is the hub for all that's going on. You'll find some buttons there that you can click on to go to different things that will link you in to the life of our church. So I would really encourage you to bookmark that site to pay attention to social media, and just to be connecting in with us as we seek to get info and resources out to you regularly. But of course, the church is not events, the church is people. And so I would really encourage you to stay closely connected with the people that God has called you to most closely walk through life with. That might be your growth group, that might be your family, that might be people that you usually catch up with on a Sunday morning or afternoon. Hook in with them, touch base, pick up the phone, drop them an email. Make sure that we are continuing to be the church, even if what that looks like is going to be different in the weeks ahead. Finally today, I'd love to leave you with a few questions. Because we've skimmed over a whole lot of Bible teaching, and I know that as a community of faith, there are things that God has been speaking into your life through His Word, which will be a huge encouragement to other Christians. So whether you're chatting online or whether you're sitting in a small group, whether there's one other person next to you, I would encourage you to think about the following questions. What are your favourite Bible passages that talk about the crown, the fact that Jesus is King? They talk about the connections that God wants us to have as a church family, the way God has made us one in Christ. What are your favourite passages that talk about our commission to represent Jesus well in the world and to make disciples of all nations? Or the colours, the way that God shapes us in all of our diversity, and He does that uniquely for His good purposes. There'll be some Bible passages that will come to mind for you, I'm sure. And as we share them with one another, that'll be a huge encouragement and challenge. Also, what are the opportunities that you are seeing for us to do these things as a local church family? A lot of the focus has been on the fears that people are feeling. A lot of the focus has been on the things that we are needing to stop doing, like gathering together. But what are the things that God is doing in a new and a fresh way that your heart is starting to get a bit excited about, and that you are thinking, wow, this could be a great opportunity for the church to arise and represent Jesus well in our community? Share that with each other, and let's spur each other on to love and good deeds, just as God's word encourages us to. God bless you.